What seems to be the officer problem?
Riggedy, riggedy, wreck, son!
Oh yeah, I'll be fine. I got some beers to keep my buzz going.
Woo! Party!
All I've had today is like 6 gummy bears and some scotch.
Alright, fuck yeah, we're back. Today we got Nate B and the Hizzle. Honored to have you. What's going on, Nate?
Not much, man. Just enjoying this Easter weekend. Enjoying some days off.
Hell yeah, me too. I'm rocking a mimosa right now. It's only 1:30 here, and Nate's 3 hours ahead, so I'm assuming you're not drinking on this one. Behind. I thought that in my head, but I just said the wrong word.
Yeah, good. No, I probably won't. I got stuff I gotta do. We gotta do one of these podcasts on like a Friday night or something when I don't got anything going on. Then we'll hammer some beers one of these days.
I'm down. It's tough. You're a busy beaver. Your Fridays are sacred. You're always partying.
I'm getting pretty old. I don't do too much anymore, honestly. My Fridays are more just playing Xbox and taking it easy now. Maybe a couple beers, watch the Leafs game or the Jays game these days. I gotta save my money, you know, for flying home and visiting all the boys. So I do like 3 months of partying in one weekend when I visit everybody, and then I lay low for another few months.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. All right, yeah, let's do it. What about this weekend now? Let's do one this weekend.
Yeah, I could.
All right, sounds good. All right, well, today we're talking about consciousness, the big, bad consciousness. I've had this topic lying around for a while. Everyone seems to be scared of it, so I thought I'd bring it to the Nate Dog.
Consciousness?
Consciousness, yeah. I got a vape here, so if you hear me breathing in and out and shit, I'm not meditating. I'm the vape.
the weed vape. Huffing.
Yeah, fucking Stonehead. All right, do you think we're conscious?
I mean, yeah. All evidence would point towards yes, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're conscious as well. I mean, like, I feel like the word consciousness has, like, so many different interpretations. Because I looked up, like, what it meant, like, the definition just to see what Google said, and it said, let me look it up again. Aware of and responding to one's surroundings. So, like, when I thought of consciousness, I thought it was, like, more, like, a deeper than that, more complex than just aware and surrounding, or aware of and responding to one's surroundings.
Yeah, well, I think, like, everything that's alive is conscious to what they have to be conscious to. I think we just have evolved to be more aware of things, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can go beyond just the basic survival instincts that'll keep you up and running. We've kind of gone above and beyond that in the last, you know, couple thousand years, last couple hundred years especially. We really honed it in, but
yeah. Do you think there's levels to consciousness? Like, can one living being be more conscious than another? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, like, if you compare us to anything else, like, nothing else is doing podcasts, you know? I think everything that's alive is conscious to an extent, you know what I mean? Like, but it's just, like, you know, I think everything else is kind of isn't the confines of just survival, you know? They're conscious to their surroundings. Yeah. Like, a deer's aware of what's going on to a degree. They're keeping a lookout for predators and everything. They're conscious of what they need in that moment, whether it be food, shelter, rest, water, whatever, you know? Like, they got their basic principles down, and that's across the board for most animals. They're aware of a dangerous situation and a safe situation. Yeah. And they're, you know, they're constantly alert and everything. But, humans, we can go above and beyond that, you know, where an animal might only see a small wound, we could see, you know, potential for an infection and, you know, how to treat said infection. You know, our thought process is just a lot more in depth than anything else's.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I think it's like a good connection to have. Like, I think if you can show emotions, then you're conscious. Cause like I don't think insects are conscious. Like, I think they just like are like essentially a machine that's just working on autopilot without knowing what they're doing.
Yeah, I could see that take, but I don't know, like, if we're just going off, like, the bare bones definition, though, like, they'd have to be conscious to some extent of, you know, they're not intelligent, but they may be conscious. I think intelligence would play in, like, the differentiator of levels of consciousness, I'd say, maybe is intelligence, then. Because I think everything's kind of aware of what they need and what they don't need and what's bad and what's kind of good. But then intelligence will make it so you have a further understanding of, you know, deception, tricks, and shit like that. That's, you know, that's why bugs always fall for, you know, sticky traps and shit like that, where other animals probably wouldn't.
Yeah, ants are pretty smart. But yeah, maybe emotion is like a level of the consciousness, like, once you get to a certain level of consciousness, you begin experiencing emotions.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's that stoned ape theory, right? Where,
what's that?
It's like people think like humans kind of evolved their inner consciousness. It's just like a theory that people kind of got their inner consciousness, and humans kind of got their inner monologue and thought process from like fucking eating a bunch of mushrooms and shit back in the day, and that started to evolve.
Oh yeah, I've heard that.
So that could be a thing.
Yeah, and like, I don't know how true this is, I just heard it when I was younger, but like, if you take shrooms, then allegedly it unlocks a different part of your brain that you can use for thinking that you wouldn't have if you didn't take shrooms.
Mm-hmm.
If that's true, then that would make sense. Like, you get fucked up on psychedelics and just keep accidentally unlocking different parts of your brain and then repopulating, and it like unlocks it automatically in your kid's brain. I don't know how the fuck that shit would work, but that kind of adds up.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
I need to do a mushroom trip soon. I haven't done one for a while.
Yeah, they're a good time.
Does consciousness create reality? In other words, if we weren't conscious, like, would there be a reality around us?
Yeah, I don't think our consciousness impacts reality around us, you know what I mean? Like, anything else that would be conscious would perceive things as it was. It's just like how when you're stoned as hell on mushrooms, for instance, it kind of alters what reality kind of looks like by your mind playing mm-hmm. tricks on you from the chemical substances absorbed into your body. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the things that you're perceiving are legitimate. Someone who's dead sober will see them truly as they are, as compared to, you know, you might see things moving that aren't moving and shit dripping that's not there, you know.
It's a different kind of reality. It might not be the one true reality, but it's still a reality.
It's an isolated instance, I would say. It's your reality in that moment.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of like an illusion, you know? Like, someone who's really good at illusion magic could make you perceive that something's legitimately happening when there's a lot of moving things behind the scene that are just kind of a facade.
Yeah. Like simulation. Like VR. It's like a reality, but not a real one.
Yeah.
Fuck. Feeling it with the vape, man.
Yeah, this is harsh on the throat.
Yeah, they're good though. Do you think the universe is conscious?
Yeah.
That's almost like asking, like, is everything around us happening because of an external force, or is it just random?
I wouldn't say that the universe is conscious. I think that things just work along the lines of, like, you know, physics and what have you. Like, you know, this is the basic laws of physics and everything kind of keep everything working. I don't necessarily believe that there's an external force driving that. I think it works out due to long scientific explanations that people far smarter than me would be able to explain in greater depth. But yeah. I just believe, you know, everything kind of follows the basic laws of physics and whatnot. That kind of, you know, the reason why we have a general understanding of a bunch of how things work and why we're able to drive cars and fly planes and, you know, create things like, you know, the bullet train shit. I think those same laws apply just on a way grander scale in the universe, and that's kind of what keeps everything going.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. What if the universe made physics? The universe.
Well, I think like for it to make physics would have had to already kind of existed, you know. If you want to, like, you know, if you go like the atomic level, it's like the Big Bang theory, where, like, you know, that shit exploded and then it dispensed like atoms and everything around, and then those atoms fused together to create different stars, get, you know, planets and etc., and it's still expanding from that. So I feel like physics would have always been a thing, but at the same time, like,
that's fair.
Something like that is just so far out of our reach, where it's almost like, in my opinion, thoughts of how shit began to that extent are just so far out of our realm of understanding anyway, that it's almost like useless to even think about, in my opinion, you know, because there's no real way that you can prove or disprove any of, you know, that's, from what I gather, there's a lot of intelligent theories, but at the end of the day, you can never prove any of said theories correct.
So it's just fun to talk about.
Yeah, no, definitely. But yeah, so for that, you know, I'd say I just think everything kind of works along the lines of physics, because we have a decent handle on how that works already, and it kind of, everything works because we have a decent understanding of physics, so I have no reason to doubt it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I don't think the universe is conscious. I think it's all random. But yeah, it is fun to think about. All right, what is the purpose of consciousness?
Again, I think if you are someone who lean more towards there being a higher power, it would bear more of an answer than what I might present. But, you know, I think from my perspective, it just kind of is. It's the result of a bunch of random circumstances that kind of led us here today, you know. Extraordinary circumstances that kind of led us to be what we are, who we are, and how we function as individuals and as the society today through evolution and whatnot. So yeah, that would be my take.
Just random. Random. It just like kind of gave, like, it developed through our evolution.
Exactly. I think it was kind of like survival instincts that were just continuously heightened, and then I think humans have just always just questioned things that other things haven't questioned. And, you know, I think I've heard some interesting theories on how, you know, when we started cooking meat, we were consuming proteins differently that helped our brains develop differently, and I think that that possibly contributed to why we think so much differently than other species. And I think our constant quest for more knowledge and more understanding about things has just pushed us from generation to generation, just to evolve more and more, and you know, and as technology that we've developed has, you know, jumped so much, and especially in the last like 10 decades, technology's gone so far, so fast, that it makes us so we have the tools now to not have to think about the small things nearly as much. We have AI and technology doing a lot of the thinking for us, that we just kind of guide and take the data and then use it to put towards the next question. And, you know, so I That's think fun. As the next few decades would go on, we'll have more and more answers be pulled in. But yeah, you know, I think we're just curious.
Well, maybe it's to maybe the purpose of consciousness is to learn lessons to take into the next world. Because if you weren't conscious, then you'd have no emotion. If you had no emotion, you can't learn anything, because nothing you do is right or wrong. It's just a machine working.
Yeah, but that's also like, you know, if you look at like, you know, we were talking about sharks on the last one. Like, I wouldn't say a shark really has any emotion. But that's also why they're so good and have lasted for like 65 million years on the planet. Is emotion creates windows to make critical errors that you're basing solely off emotion. And with sharks, they're cutting it right down to, you know, there's nothing in the gray area for a shark. It's black and white. It's kill or be killed, survival mode all the time. That's why
maybe a shark's not conscious. Maybe it's just a machine that's here to help teach the lessons.
But by the definition of consciousness, that we're going off in the beginning, though, if it's just aware and responding of one's surroundings, they're hyper-conscious. They're super aware of their surroundings. They respond lightning quick and address any potential hazards or anything to their surroundings extremely well. So
what if, based off that definition, everything's conscious. Even like plants react to their surroundings.
Definitely. You know, plants are pretty smart, honestly, when it comes down to what they actually have to do and how efficient most, you know, plants are at doing it, you know.
Yeah, I heard on the Joe Rogan podcast about a plant that will make itself taste bad if predators are around, like giraffes and shit.
Yeah.
And so that when they bite it, they won't want it, and then they'll leave it alone. But it doesn't. It just, like, puts out a pheromone that makes it taste bad. Or I don't know if that's the correct science or whatever, but it did something to make it taste gross.
It's even that's like hot peppers, sick. Man. I've seen hot peppers evolve just to make it so animals won't want to eat it. You know what I mean? Like, the seeds are just agonizing, painful to eat, so things don't want to eat it. So,
and then humans come along, like, give me the hottest fucking pepper.
Yeah, then we start splicing. Put it
on YouTube,
making it hotter.
Yeah. All right, one more. Is it wrong to kill things that aren't conscious?
That aren't conscious?
Yeah, that are not conscious.
Well, I'm gonna stick with the theme of the definition of consciousness that we were rolling with in the beginning. So on that note, pretty much anything that's alive is conscious to a degree. Anything that's not conscious isn't really alive, so you can't kill it.
So like AI or something, or like a...
Well, that's... You know, you kill the shit out of AI.
Kill that, yeah.
Kill that easy.
It's not wrong.
No, God, no. If anything, it's right.
What about... There's got to be something that's like... Like, does a fish react? I guess it bites its food, but is that reacting, or is that just mindlessly fueling the system that it has to maintain to survive, like to be alive?
Well, fish have to be conscious to it. You know, if you just punch water a foot away from a fish, it's going to run away, addressing a potential hazard, right? Like that's true. They have the most basic understanding of what's out to get them and what's not. You know, if they were complete dumbasses, there'd be no more fish, because like all the bears and all the eagles and shit in the world and the people.
Okay, how about I rephrase the question? Is it wrong to kill things that aren't intelligent?
No, because that's just a circle of life, you know? Like, there's got to be something to, you know? And the unfortunate way she goes is, you know, something has to feed something else and so on and so forth. We just, you know, we use our intelligence to top out the food chain, which was nice. Yeah. But there's a long time
which
where...
was nice.
There's a long time where we didn't, though, you know, and we were getting bested by bears and sharks and whales and fucking everything that would kick our ass, was kicking our ass. And then, you know, we slowly develop tools and weapons and shelters and shit that slowly made it to the point where we couldn't. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's like you look at some of these, you know, some of these dumb animals like a gazelle or something. It's fucking stupid, but, you know, a lion's got to eat something.
Yeah, but the lion can't use science and its intelligence to sustain itself.
Well, it uses intelligence. Like, lions are smart the way they hunt things down, and they hunt in packs and shit. Like, it's just, they're not
smart. Yeah, but
it's not
smart enough to create proteins outside of meat and, like, food outside of the gazelle, is what I'm saying.
So you're saying it's only for humans? Is it wrong?
Yeah.
Would be the question, then?
Yeah, I guess. Because humans, like, have the capability to not kill things that aren't intelligent and still survive, but other animals don't. Like, a lion in the wild has to.
So are you saying, is it morally wrong to consume meats and things?
No, because, like, you could kill, like, an insect isn't intelligent, and, like a insect lands on someone, like, a lot of times people just, whoa, like, kill it. Yeah, it's not smart. You just kill it. Or, like, anything, like, a fish, like, I guess you eat fish, though. But just, like, anything. I didn't mean, like, to eat it, like, just, like, that aren't intelligent. It kind of depends, I guess, on the situation.
Yeah, I would say it kind of depends on the circumstance, but
yeah,
generally, like, no, I would say, you know, I don't think there's too much harm in killing a lot of those things, because a lot of those things that you're killing are trying to get at you in some way or another anyway, you know, like, you know, kill a mosquito. Mosquito's also trying to stick you with some poison and drink your blood, so...
Yeah,
kill those little
enough.
Bastards, you know, and you don't know what potential harm any of these things are trying to do to you back, so.
Yeah, fair enough.
Gotta look out for number one.
It's only number one in this world.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Alright, well, thanks so much for coming out, man. It was a blast. You're a legend. And everyone who's listening, you're also a legend.
You're right on, boys. Thanks for having me, man.
So, peace, everyone.
This is the end of the show. It is time for us to go. Cha-cha.